This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Time to hit the expressway commercial free to the top. It is brought to you by the on-time experts. LA Live coming up here in about 17 minutes. We're all going to pitch in and cover LA's broadcast responsibilities. Lucius, he is he's on vacation the next 2 weeks, so send that man some love on social media. Let him know he is missed. And let's say hi to our next guest here, Levi Weaver of The Athletic, talking Rangers baseball here on The Fan. And a good afternoon, Levi. How the heck are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Doing wonderful. It is so good to talk baseball with you. It's so good to be back here and ready to rock. There you are on the Zoom screen. We can see you on Twitch and YouTube. Rangers pick to your pick to win the West or what here, Levi?
Yeah, I think so. You know, since I switched from the Rangers beat to the newsletter, I've really tried to not be. I don't want to be a homer, you know. So I try to hesitate to pick the Rangers, but I do think that they are probably my favorite to win the West this year. The Astros have been hemorrhaging talent for years. They find a way to replace it somehow, but I just feel like they've lost too many of their talented guys. The Mariners didn't hit it all last year. I really, really like their rotation, but they've got to hit more to be a good team. The Angels, at some point they will make the playoffs again, but who knows when that'll be. And then the A's, they're on the come up from the worst of days, but they're not there yet. So I really think that the Rangers have probably a better shot than anyone else to win the West.
What's that journey been like trying to unhomer yourself, so to speak?
You know, it was a lot of watching other teams, you know, and when the Rangers were on, I'd be like, you know, I kind of know what's going on here. Like I need to watch a Tigers game because I don't know who their rotation is and I've never heard of this reliever. And so now, you know, during the season, I'll have, you know, three or four screens pulled up and watching a bunch of games at the same time. But I feel really lucky that not to just, you know, give you a sales pitch here, but the Athletic has a great crew of baseball writers. And if there's ever anything that I don't know, I've got somebody that I can ping and just be like, hey, who is this person? Please help.
Is there a team this year that you're looking at that could be a sleeper that's not getting a lot of talk about heading into the season? I think there's always one team, especially in the American League, where it seems a little open, that somebody that we don't really have an eye on could end up surprising and be better than expected.
I've got two. So I don't think anybody expects the Red Sox to be bad this year, but man, they've made so many moves this offseason. And especially when you pair that with some of the injuries that the Yankees have had, I would not at all be surprised to see the Red Sox overtake the Yankees in the East this year. As far as a team that I don't think people expect to be that good, but I kind of think they might be, I like the Reds in the NL Central. I think that those... That core of young guys is really starting to age into their prime. The pitching is still a little suspect, but they got a couple of, you know, they got some exciting guys there. And then Terry Francona's back, and Francona has been a winner. And I just, the idea of him managing Ellie De La Cruz, and I just think it's going to be a lot of fun. So I still think the Cubs are probably the favorite in the Central, but if anybody's going to upset them, I think it'll be the Reds.
You know, Levi, in the situation with the Dodgers, and if we're, you know, baseball fans, should we be okay with this, with what the Dodgers are doing? It seems like it's even on a bigger level than what the Yankees have ever done when it comes to spending. And, you know, when you start talking about billions and how they're doing it, why isn't the rest of the league kind of figured out about putting contracts in the future and all those things?
That last question is the key question. Yeah. Why is the rest of the league not doing it? You know, I mean, listen, Andrew Friedman was very, very good in Tampa, working with a small market team, getting very creative. And then the Dodgers hired him away, and now he's that same guy, but he is doing it with a huge budget. But you look at the valuation of teams. I mean, the Forbes list just came out of what teams are worth, and it's just continuing to explode and explode and explode. These owners either have enough money to do something similar, or they should sell the team to somebody who has enough money to do something similar. I mean, if your team is not spending, if you're the Pirates, and I get it, the Pirates are not going to be able to spend the same amount as the Dodgers, but you're a big league team. You're a major league team. You're getting revenue sharing. Spend the money and get creative with it. And I think we will start to see that. Something that I've learned about the sport is that baseball is kind of a copycat sport. Sure. You know, some team will do one thing, and if it works, then another team will follow, and then it becomes a trend. It's kind of rare to see those trendsetters in baseball. It's a big ship with a big season that takes a long time for a rudder to turn around anything. I think now that you've seen the Dodgers do this, and as they continue to succeed, we will see other teams do it. But they certainly got a head start, and I think they're going to be very, very good for a very, very long time.
Levi, if the Rangers, if it's basically the same teams, but if the Rangers play the Dodgers in the World Series, like how much of an advantage or a favorite would LA be?
As much as I don't want to be a homer, I also don't. I know that I'm on a Dallas radio station. I don't want to upset the listeners. I think if any team beats the Dodgers this year, it will be a borderline miracle. You know, the American League is definitely weaker than the National League right now, as far as the number of good teams. I think the Rangers, if they make the playoffs, assuming that they do the usual thing and make some additions at the deadline and fill some needs, if you see Wyatt Langford come out and have his, you know, the second half last year was amazing. Add him to a healthy Corey Seager and Marcus Semien. Josh Young stays. Like, everything breaks right for the Rangers in this hypothetical scenario. I think I would put them up against any team in the American League. I think they would need to find some of the Monstars from Space Jam, like whatever the baseball equivalent is, and sign them if they want to beat the Dodgers in a World Series.
Okay, Levi, I'm going to ask you this question then, because – of how powerful the Dodgers are. And I hate them doing Dodger talk today, but I'm trying to figure something out here. With the Dodgers as powerful as all, are teams at the trade deadline going to maybe figure out, if they're in contention, figure out, okay, we have to have this to beat the Dodgers? Are we going to see teams maybe make moves in with Dodgers in mind as they're making the moves?
They should.
Yeah,
they should. And listen, if the Rangers trend continues, it will absolutely be a seller's market this year when they're not selling, because when they were buying, it was a seller's market. When they were selling, it was a buyer's market. Sure. Like, they've just been such a zigzag for the last decade with this. But It also depends on the mindset of the team, right? So you hear Jerry DePoto talk about, like, on average, you want to win, you know, 84, 85 games, and all of the Mariners fans are like, are you freaking kidding me? No, you want to win the World Series.
Sure.
I understand where he's coming from. It's not a popular stance, but you can't – if you have a shot at being the World Series team, then yes, you need to have the Dodgers in mind, because you're either going to face them or you're going to face somebody who went on an insane hot streak run and knocked them out of the playoffs.
Talking Rangers with Levi Weaver of The Athletic, of the guys that we brought in, Peterson, Berger, Higashioka, which one of those guys do you imagine having the biggest impact this year?
Just based on clubhouse presence, and I know that, you know, people have different opinions on what that means or how important that is. Everywhere Jock Peterson has gone, people have talked about what a great teammate he is. He's like that bubbly, effervescent, big energy guy that gets the team loose and gets the team going. The Rangers have, for all of the talent, like, Marcus Semien is not that guy. He's a great player. He's a great clubhouse leader. He's very serious. He keeps everybody in line, but he is not the guy that's going to wear a pearl necklace because it looks cool, right? Corey Seager is not that guy. Josh Young, maybe a little bit, but he's not quite established enough to be that guy. Adolis Garcia, he'll get flashy, but is he the... Yeah, maybe a little bit Adolis Garcia. Jonah Heim, not that guy. Nate Lowe was... I loved him. Goofy. Like, he's not quite that guy. Peterson is the one, I think, who will keep a team loose. And it's a team that does have a lot of talent. They won a World Series. The lack of that guy in a clubhouse didn't stop them from winning the World Series in 2023. But I do think that it will be helpful to have Peterson in. And also, he can mash a little bit. And so can Berger. And they needed guys that could mash fastballs. Both of those guys can.
You've got a new article out, best, weirdest, and most unique promotional giveaways. I'm curious the fun that this rabbit hole took you down, because we do see some very interesting giveaways across Major League Baseball.
Yeah. You know, I had no idea just how popular bucket hats are, apparently, because they're giving those away at almost every stadium this year. They must be cheap to make or something. I don't know. No, I haven't seen a bucket hat in the wild in a very long time.
Well, nobody has as good as hair as you.
There were some very cool ones.
Nobody has hair like you.
Well, listen,
I mean, it's amazing. I want to ask you a question about your hair, because it's absolutely amazing.
Okay. Well, we can maybe get to hair questions in a bit. It was a lot of fun to research. There's a lot of hockey jerseys happening this year. That's kind of a new trend. The Rangers have one that looks very, very sharp. And then I like the Spencer Strider vinyl, like the one he did last year. He picked some local artists from Atlanta, bands that I like that, like, not that many people know about. So I was, you know, thumbs up to Spencer Strider. I love a good giveaway. Who doesn't?
Yeah, and we have some great ones. I mean, the World Series replica ring's got to be up there, like, is one of the coolest. Do all teams do that?
Yes.
Yeah?
I think so, yeah, because the Dodgers are doing that this year. I remember I was in Houston a few years ago, and I got a Kyle Tucker, maybe, or Alex Bregman. I got a ring, and it was, like, heavy. Like, it obviously wasn't a real World Series ring with diamonds in it or anything, but it felt substantial. So if those are the ones that the Rangers are giving away this year, it's actually a really pretty cool deal. I will have you know, I didn't keep the Astros ring. I sold it for charity. Listen, I'm not going to be a homer, but I do have some standards, and that was one of them.
Hey, Levi, with Chris Young on the job, around Major League Baseball, respect level by the other general managers, maybe club presidents with Chris and the type of job that they think he's done and maybe what he can do in the future?
Yeah, I don't talk to enough front office people from around the league to really know what the opinion is of him. I know he was a very well-respected player. I know when he worked in the league office, you know, people would talk about him as, like, one of the brighter minds in the game. Once a guy works for a team, you tend to hear a little bit less about him from people who work for other teams,
sure.
Just sort of out of respect, or maybe it's that they don't want to talk up the opposition that much. So I'm kind of basing this off of before he came to the team. But yeah, I mean, if you're already that well respected and then your team wins a World Series, I mean, he's got a good reputation.
Levi Weaver of The Athletic, enjoy your opening day, sir, and your season. It was great to catch up with you.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Salute to you. Yes, he's at 3-2 EFIS.